But first, let's start on Tropical Storm Ida, which slammed Louisiana and key oil assets on Sunday at Category 4 status. Joining us now is Dan Dicker, the Energy Word founder. Dan, always good to speak with you here. Talk to us a little bit why we're not seeing a bigger reaction in the oil and gas markets here.
Well, first of all, Brian, I think the oil guys have gotten really good about dealing with these storms, especially since Katrina, the big storm that really knocked out supply both in the Gulf of Mexico and also the distribution from the Gulf Coast refineries afterwards. And since then, they've just done a tremendous job. And basically, they you know, these storms keep getting more frequent and more ferocious, and yet they get better and better prepared for them. So in the Gulf of Mexico, that 1.75 million barrels that came offline, you know, when the wind goes under 25 knots, they're right back taking the covers off and they'll be back in production in 18 hours. The refineries will be a little bit longer. I mean, those take a little while to ramp up. So I think we're going to see some higher gas prices, particularly in the southern areas of the country. That might last a month or so. There's never a storm that happens where the refinery guys and the pipeline guys don't use it as an opportunity to catch a little break in terms of better rack prices at the pumps.
Well, Dan, let's talk then about sort of what we've seen in the energy market and the gas market. You had the Colonial Pipeline. What was that, 3-4 months ago at this point? That, you know, was a catalyst for some higher gas prices. Talk about this as a potential catalyst for higher gas prices. What is the setup today in the oil markets? Crude right around 70. I think, you know, it's now been, what, 18 months since the negative 40 print. I mean, where is the market going from here? Have we found stabilization, let's say, in that 60 to 70 range? Or do you think, you know, it's likely higher for oil prices and then in turn gas prices?
I mean, you know, this storm is very much a bump in the road. The two big things we're looking at are very obvious. First, of course, the pandemic Delta and how bad that's going to get in terms of shutdowns and then, you know, growth problems and the same kinds of things we saw, you know, 8 months ago with the original virus. So we're always watching that. We're watching the rates of infection and the death numbers and how that's going to play out in those anti-vaccination states, for lack of a better word. The second thing, of course, is OPEC themselves, who has taken the opportunity of higher oil prices to put together, you know, an increase in production. That's managed to scuttle prices a bit. I mean, we had a drop of close to $12. It's rallied back about $5. A lot of that has been part of a technical bounce as well as this storm. It has made a difference in terms of oil prices going back to around 66 and change and so on. But, you know, right now what we're going to look at, particularly with this OPEC meeting coming up on Wednesday, is whether they will stick to that increase in production. Generally, you get the OPEC guys tend to turn chicken when they see oil prices go up and up, which they feel they can get greedy and start to increase production again. Oil prices tend to settle down, and then you wonder whether they're going to get frightened by that settling and renege on the increases in production that they've just recently put into place. My guess is that they won't. They'll have this increase in production, and we're going to resume this kind of flattening of the curve and flattening of oil prices that we started to see towards the beginning of July, actually, and has been running through a large part of August. And I think we're going to see prices again moderate back towards that $60 area until we get further clarity, one, on what OPEC is going to ultimately do, and, of course, in the way that, you know, this pandemic is going to play out in terms of how it's going to affect the global economy. And, I don't see it being a very good trajectory right now.
Dan, someone just handed me a good note out of Goldman Sachs moments ago on the oil market. They're noting, just going back to the storm, they're noting that Valero and ExxonMobil could eventually see a delayed impact to their operations as, I guess, damage is assessed here. Would you agree with that, that these downstream companies are most exposed? And do you think there's an earnings risk here because of the storm to those companies?
You know, this is one of those trader plays as opposed to fundamental plays. So Goldman is right. The downstream is going to have an issue in this quarter from the storm. They always do. It's small. It's you know, it's something that can be moderated and so on. But the trade has always been to buy these refiners right before the storms sort of gin up in the Gulf. And for Valero, particularly because it is a, you know, the premier Gulf Coast refiner, it's had a 12% move up, you know, over the last four or five sessions. So the question is whether the fundamentals start to impact what now that the storm is dissipating and going north. And my guess is that, yes, you've seen a very, very nice run in Valero, which got under 60 bucks and is now, you know, in the mid 60, 66 and a half or so. And it would be a time if you had that trade, which, by the way, some of my subscribers did. I gave it to them as an old school kind of storm refinery trade, that this would be a great moment to cash in on some short term profits in those refinery stocks.
Dan Dicker, the Energy Word founder. Always good to see you. Stay safe, sir.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks. Nice to see you, too.